And we have also had a meeting with the audit committee. The reason why we had this meeting was for us to look at the bodies that have been oversight, to look at their findings and compare our findings with their findings. We were sharing notes so that we look at the work that we're doing and see if there's anything that we are missing. And if there's anything that they are missing that we see, we share it with them. Seemingly, we are seeing with the same eye with both the AG's office and the audit committee. And the findings that we come up with, all these three institutions are telling that the department must pull up its stuff. We need to ensure that we respond immediately to the issues that are raised by either the Auditor General's office, the Audit Committee, or the Portfolio Committee. We said as the Portfolio Committee with the Audit Committee that there are instances when, because as the Portfolio Committee, we took a decision from day one that over and above our constitutional mandate of oversight, we are going to support the department because it's not about us. This is not a youth contest. It's not about us, it's not about the department, but it's more about the people that we are serving. We shared with the audit committee that there are instances where we make recommendations for to the department and the department doesn't heed those recommendations. It doesn't, it's either the department doesn't take them seriously or the department doesn't care. And what we have experienced as the Portfolio Committee is that when you do not, as the department, take heed of our advice, things become worse. The issue of cancels, where we came from a meeting and this committee, we had a whole day meeting at cancels. And we gave our recommendations, our findings and recommendations to the department immediately, and we advised on what should happen. They never took that thing seriously. That's why PENSALS is where it is today. It's because the department dragged its feet, you know, in the issues that we raised in that institution. They dragged its feet to resolve the issues. That's why we are having the situation that we are having at PENSALS. We are appealing to the department. We are appealing to the department to ensure that they respond immediately to findings. And to ensure that when they respond to the best of their ability. Because if you don't, we end up with situations like the PENSALS situation. I'm now going to give an opportunity to the department to present. The APT. We are going to come back to the update, but let's have the department presenting the APT.
Members of the audit committee and members of the audit committee present here. question being said, is it the federal funders that inform the conditions today? I'll give you that. That the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1992, says that the direct hearing of the Constitution. And that's the succession that we go back to the head, section 16.1, which talks about freedom of expression, freedom of creativity, freedom to receive and type information, ideas, and freedom of scientific research. But also the second thing is specific to issues of language and culture. Section 31, which talks about access to information. Section 93, which talks about equality. Section 10, which talks about human dignity. Those are some of the conditional provisions that this discussion draws money. But also we draw money from policy frameworks, including national policy frameworks that impact on the sector and those for planning, monitoring, evaluation, and enforcement. But also, legislative mandate. Which about this kind of governance legislation, as well as the Ex-Federal Act that governs the preservation, promotion, and protection of our culture, heritage, and language. Now, what is our vision? We aspire to be economic and vitally transform arts, culture, and the heritage sector, leading nation building to the upgrading for the economic inclusion. And our mission is to then create an enabling environment in which arts and culture can flourish and play a significant role in national and social community development. And this we do by preserving, protecting cultural heritage and linguistic diversity, building nation building and supporting cultural transformation for social cohesion, enhancing record management, such as the systems, and promoting access to information, but also providing leadership to the arts, culture, and heritage sector that to accelerate its transformation. And the values that we aspire to practice are patriotism, humanity, innovation, integrity, professionalism, accountability. Now, looking at the strategic outcome-oriented goal, once you transform, project, and development focus arts, culture, and heritage sector, here we want to find greater policy and then coherence in the sector towards the sectoral development outcome. Also, let us build into effective social cohesion programs implementation. Here we want to see nation building and political transformation to effective social cohesion reform, cultural and linguistic development productive, diverse, and inclusive arts, culture, and heritage sector. We want to protect, promote, and develop arts, culture, and heritage, and advance the socio-economic and the condition of the sector. Then also, sound government and system management. We want to support sound government and system management policies, systems and policies that enhance the capacity of the active arts and culture. And this aims to ensure the effective and efficient utilization and leveraging of arts, culture, and heritage resources for the community of all South Africa. The professional and capacitated art, culture, and heritage sector is very important that we build the field and capacity of the sector to ensure that the arts and culture is always developing and suiting the needs of the public side. Now, I'm going to use the medium to start this framework. Our Department of Arts and Culture, look at the 2015-19 strategic plan. As well as 2016 World Performance Plan, they are in line with the 2014-19 MPF. We are leading and managing and coordinating Outcome 14, which is about the fair social and society in the common national identity. We are also a secretary for Outcome 14 and responsible for the possible progress against the outcome. But our work goes beyond the Outcome 14. We also make contributions to Outcome 1. Which is about improved quality of basic education. Outcome 2, 4, which is different employment for increasing economic growth. 5, which is about the skills and capable workforce supporting inclusive growth path. 7, which is about vibrant, peaceable, sustainable rural communities with good communities for all. 11, which is creating a better South African country, a better and a better world. I'm really appreciate that you also just locate our discussion or planning within the current environment, different environment, which is known to all of us, that the economic challenges that face South Africa has caused the source of change. We know that there is growing unemployment, and there are quality imperatives, including the participation of youth, women, and people. And also the heading of the agenda of the social economic transformation and promoting innovation in the cultural platform and so on. But we operate within an environment which in the last couple of months we have had a revenge of racism in this country. And our role as the Department of Arts and Culture is to coordinate activities that should begin to transform. I think lack of patriotism among young people and the need to engage them with patriotism in shared days and mission children. Here, the issue of heritage, culture, becomes very much important. We must to the need for them to understand that we can grow. Then we also operate certain courses that of the minister teach families. They should be in social cohesion, focusing on content, ministry, since the advent of it. There has been a different kind of focus, which was originally a one-day focus, but now we are looking at the entire month focus. Because we know the language and the target of this particular initiative. I think having a good infrastructure, including the National Bureau of Health Project, promotion of foreign languages, including the functioning of the central, ensuring that NGE benefits the freedom of disadvantaged artists. The Community Library's development program as part of the community, the culture of learning, reading, and writing. Community Arts Development Program, the DAC Food Program, also improving reporting and compliance. Skills or to inform a capacity development process for the final one. Okay, that's the environment. Following difficult issues addressed by the portfolio control arts culture, arts and culture, and all the group committees are part of the Manifestan environment and the objective for action going forward. Improving and better resource allocation for interest of passing policy, empowering people with disadvantaged arts and culture practitioners. Strengthening and improving oversight, monitoring and evaluating all DAC public entities, addressing high expenditure in key areas, including the community library, conditional project development program, ensuring that the Department APP adhere to SMART principles. This is an ongoing strategy to try and achieve this aligning and directing this assessment to the playing record. Now, I'm not going to be dwelling on this slide, just sharing an overview of the 2016-2017 budget, NCF estimate. Also, the second slide is our infrastructure and other capital plan. I would request that I and then go to expenditure and capital outcome-oriented goals. Let me just take them one by one. Goal one is about transforming the development focus sector. Looking at the work that's happening currently, which is about the Wi-Fi paper on art, culture, and heritage. At this stage, we are looking at the finalization of the process to provide the art, culture, and heritage white paper. As we speak, there are sector consultations that are happening throughout the country to ensure that the project that is derived from this process has been consulted upon and therefore is strong enough to ensure that there is a much more benefit. The AC evaluation plan evaluates to assess the impact of key project programs that have been implemented. Intergovernmental coordination, which is about strengthening the GIC and MINMET forums that are dedicated by the shared and common vision and strategic priorities for the sector, but also as a way of ensuring that we share the plans with the provinces so that we can avoid duplication and therefore have a much better centralization and efficient utilization of resources. Last convention for code of conduct. If I could explain it, this is an idea that we really have a code of conduct, which then begins to say, how do we want to build this country? The minister started this particular project, right from the beginning of the year, putting together various sectors of society to then deal with issues of racism, deal with issues of building the nation, code of cohesion. 8 million locations for the field activity to host the World Health Convention towards the field of combat in October, November. Related to the point that I've made is the moral regeneration movement and the Protocol has advocated program, where we have got 4 million that have been allocated to supporting MRM and social cohesion advocates program, also to disseminate and assist in the promotion of positive change in our society. The estimated budget of 41 million has been allocated to increase focus on the African continent to promote regional integration. 29.9 million has been allocated to continue the implementation of the EFF project, which is part of the Liberation Heritage Week. 140.5 million has been allocated to maintain heritage infrastructure. It's very important that when we build infrastructure, we have to have maintenance plan for the right kind of infrastructure. It remains the state of the art. A productive, diverse, and inclusive agriculture management. Here we talk about market access programs. In this instance, 146 million will continue to invest in MGE market access programs, including cultural events, calling venture and the cultural student program that are happening in the country. The incubator project, 20.5 million will be invested in incubator projects across the country. The community arts, which are very important, because these are centers that are not only in the urban areas, but we're looking at the urban areas as well as rural areas. 35.9 million will be invested in community arts, focusing on programming, infrastructure establishment, and new infrastructure development. Community libraries grants were 1.3 billion allocated for library infrastructure, ICT for the digital staff to program the library. Now, board 4, this is about some government for the live system in the public. Business and community plan. 2.5 million required for business to go over the next 3 years. The National Automated Archival and Information Retrieval System. 3.5 million has been allocated for the second phase of the upgrading of names. This is a very important tool of ensuring that people are able to see what their holdings are in the archives. They don't have to go to the archives, but they should be able to access information. Good governance and strengthening oversight. I think this is a very important point, which is talking about 3.9 million has been allocated for promoting corporate governance in all states in public entities. This is aimed at improving oversight, monitoring and evaluation of the public entities. If I may just say that in the last couple of years, we have set up what we call CEO forum, as well as Africa Forum, the Heritage Forum, and Africa Council Forum, where we are able to meet constantly with the institution to deal with matters of common interest. And we think that we can do more, actually, in a big way, even in the current challenges that are confronted with. But there are attempts, and we're trying to address these matters. Professional and Translation Arts, Culture and Heritage Sector. We are aware of the reduction of 18.2 million in the employee protection by 2017-2018 and 10.2 million in 2018-2019, and this will have a significant impact on the DHC's ability to deliver this money. In fact, we have seen also approach the National Treasury to understand the kind of challenge that we could confront it with if it is continuing the way it is. The Institute for Skills Audit, 2.4 million has been budgeted for the skills audit. National Academy for Creative Industries of South Africa, the revised contract for the Latif and created a diplomatic forecast on Thursday with an investment of over 30 million, including the integration in the 2016-2017 financial year. The language and heritage master is 11 million for global education, the language and heritage session to a mega master program with Spanish universities around the country. We continue to be supported because we also do that. For us to promote heritage and language, we also need to ensure that there are people who study in this kind of area. Now, going through the alignment between goals and objectives, performed and development forecast, arts, health and health expenses, here to drive and integrate and joint outcomes based planning, monitoring and evaluation across sectors, facilitate and even responsive and coherent policy legislation and regulatory environment for arts, health and health expenses locally and internationally. Also a very important element of our work, which is to document South Africa's oral tradition, promote respect for oral knowledge and history, and promote a culture of reading and writing across society. This becomes very much important, taking confidence of our living legend or living human treasure, who have got this knowledge, who from day to day are everything for our partner with. And therefore, important to start documenting the knowledge that we have. This is building to effective social cohesion program implementation. Here, to intensify the contribution and coordination of nations to the social cohesion. Also, very important project is about the promotion of national symbols and constitutional values in schools through provision of national symbols to kids. Support efforts towards the common national identity and actively transcribe the formation of society. And then a productive, diverse, and inclusive arts, health, and heritage sector. Offering markets and access and maintaining a positive image and good relations in art, culture, and heritage, and now with local confidence and regionally and internationally, or to develop, promote, and maintain multiple infrastructure and technology that promote access and increase participation in art, culture, and heritage. Also, promote the use of languages, official languages, promote the culture of reading and writing across society, and promote respect for oral knowledge and history. Also, development and maintenance of past culture and heritage infrastructure that can support local regional and national past culture and heritage offerings as well as increase participation and access. Sound governance through calendarism is to ensure compliance with sound governance, drive by sound financial management and control across sectors to strengthen and enhance internal process flows and systems. Implement sound governance to enable delivery of the DAT mandate, strengthen and modernize cost management and asset management. Here, professional and capacitated outcomes and healthcare sector. And you are here to build children before capacity and promote cultural high performance, increase the number of outcomes and healthcare practitioners, and pool of human resource capacity required by the system. Now, I will just go through program by just listing those in a very technical way. Coming to program one, which is strategic objective and performance indicators. In terms of strategic objective, we have talked about the funding and integration and joint outcome based planning, monitoring, evaluation, and cost perspective. Performance indicator here, which is a number of intergovernmental forums conducted to drive shared and convene the strategic priorities for the arts and culture sector. Now the target here is to get 8 intergovernmental relations ministers. Here is to set a wide strategic planning process coordinator. This is what the chairperson is talking about. The sector-wide strategic planning process is very important, where it's not just the Department of Arts and Culture alone that does the plan, but the plan with the entire sector, which includes ourselves, the provinces, and the public entities. To identify the contribution to and coordination of nation-building and social cohesion, here we're looking at the number of individual public participation programs that are going to be held. And in this instance, we're going to be looking at 20 individual and public participation platforms. This allows our principals to communicate with the public and also understand what the needs of the community are. Facilitate and enable a coherent policy legislative and regulatory environment for arts and culture. Here, we're looking at the revised white paper. and saying that the advice might play for our country, which is submitted to cabinet, looking at July August. To ensure the compliance and sound governance, clean audit outcome for this financial year, facilitate financial performance assessment should give us areas never at level 3 and above. This is what we will be striving for 2016-2017, clean audit outcome, and of course when it comes to the MX, we will get 60% here in that area's measure at level 3 or above. Strengthen and enhance tender process flows and system, approved in the greater enterprise-wide ICT architecture plan scheduled for implementation. What we want to have by 2016-2017 is an approved integrated enterprise-wide ICT architecture plan scheduled for implementation. To drive sound financial management and control across the sector, here our performance indicator will be the percentage of total labor procurement awarded to BEE combined service provider, which we're looking at more than 70% since the screen awarded to BEE. And also the percentage of payment made within 30 days, where the fees are supposed to document this. Once you score and score this for some time, these are the problems emanate from the fact that there's not enough information to be able to process. Now, 100% of payment made within 30 days where the fees are supporting the community. To build human resource capacity and promote culture of high performance, maintain the vacancy rate in DAC at lower than 10%. So vacancy rate maintained at less than 10%, and taking cognizance also of the competition bias which has been fighting in a big way. Number of interns as a percentage of DAC staff complement, 5% of DAC staff complement. Number of training interventions implemented, looking at 500 training interventions implemented. This actually emanates from the fact that we have 500 employees and all of us, we are supposed to at least a year to undergo some kind of training because we also have our own weaknesses that we need to identify and undergo training to actually strengthen ourselves. Percentage of women enrolled at SMS level, we would like to see to if the 2016-2017, the target day, the women represented should be about 50%, which would be in line with the point of government. Percentage of staff complement that are people with living with disabilities. People with disabilities represent 3% of the staff complement. That's what we want, that's the target that we want to reach in the. Now, problem two, looking at a strategic objective that talks about engaging and enabling a responsive and current policy that is taking the negative environment as a culture, number of joint programs implemented with intergovernmental stakeholders, two social cohesion development programs implemented in collaboration with intergovernmental relations partners, two youth development programs implemented in collaboration with IGR partner supported. In terms of intensifying contribution and coordination of outcome strategies, we are targeting a number of engagement and dialogue. What we're looking at here, 2016-2017, 33 community consultations held, 4 youth dialogues held, 10 social cohesion advocate platforms implemented, and of course the social compact convention that invest in the year. So all these processes of consultation, community conversations, the dialogue, advocate platforms, they will be built up to that social climate convention. Number of national historic days are the basis of commemoration, 6 national days and 1 historical day program implemented. Number of outcome, 14 reports produced for cabinet. Since we actually produced quarterly, we get 4 reports. Opening market, access and maintaining quality agreements and good relations for arts and heritage, local continental issues. We're looking at the number of cultural diplomacy interventions implemented here. 2 international programs implemented, two Africa programs implemented, number of governance interventions implemented, 26 shareholder compact signed. In fact, last week, on Friday, the minister signed the shareholder compact with all our institutions. And then also 100% of funds for public entities in the constitution. Problem three, the main thrust of this particular program is about that's where the economy has that particular issue. Number of joint programs implemented, winter and governmental stakeholders, looking at financial support provided to three economic development programs implemented in cooperation with intergovernmental relations. Number of research reports produced and disseminated, looking at 20 research reports in support of 5-year research agenda produced by National Observatory. Disseminated to sector engagement. This is a program which is very important in actually getting type of statistics so that we are able to know what the contribution of our carbon heritage is in the GDP. And I think that that should be an ongoing process because if there is no sense, then there is less information. Number of sectoral programs supported by the government provided to five programs aligned to specified and offered by the program organization. Number of targeted engagement programs, trans-sector engagement, helps to consult with and provide information to specific sectors. Also, number of programs aligned to national days supported, six national days build-up programs supported. Number of programs promoting living heritage and oral history supported. Living late and legacy programs supported. Very important. One of the first projects in the department looking at the living laser, which has been in different genres of performing arts and in other areas of the area, to start imparting knowledge to the young. Number of domains in these technologies are developed. This is about the development of language, of course. If we do not elevate language to science, it will remain there. It will just always remain there. Terminology developed in all domains, which is information, communication technology, ICT, also terminology which is being developed in human, social, economic, and management sciences, financial and pharmaceutical terminology, as part of the development of language, so that it can also reach the status of being a language of science, a language of commerce, a language of medicine. Also here, percentage of documents received and accepted translated, 100% translation editing service of official documentation in official and foreign language offered to national government departments, public entities, and public enterprises. Number of human language technologies projects supported, mental support provided to human language technologies. And then on the very important matter which also has been discussed in the committee, Chairperson, honorable members, the facilitation of implementation of use of this official language act. Annual report produced on implementation of the act. In promoting and developing cultural and creative industries, now individuals provided with web opportunities in public employment programs. 15,000 individuals provided with temporary work opportunities. And the number of programs to support market access to cultural events, local and international platforms, joint ventures implemented the island, we're looking at 25 national and regional connections supported. Some of them are popularly known festivals in the country. 10 local and international platforms supported, 40 touring vendors supported. Then the number of artists paid in schools, the number of schools where the art in school program is implemented, looking at 340 artists placed in schools to support educators in delivery of art curriculum. 300 schools participating in art in schools program. Then the number of public art projects supported. 20 public art projects supported financially. Then the number of programs supported to support local content. 150 community art programs supported. One film documentary on struggle heroes supported. First incubator program supported. when it comes to infrastructure projects, the JHS has maintained it already. One new committee at the initial 2016-2017. However, when it comes to establishment of existing projects, the number is bigger, which is sitting community art center established. The number of assets is allotted to what development of qualified language practitioners. You look at 20 language patterns allotted. And the percentage is the number of people accepting training development initiatives, including incubators, 5% increase on 2016 baseline number of beneficiaries of training and development initiatives. Number of enterprises supported through incubation programs, 40 enterprises supported through incubation programs. Number of programs particularly targeting rural communities. Two programs are supported, linked to co-oriented youth and liberating. Now, coming to program 4, which is the last program. Number of policies when it comes to facilitating and enabling coherent policy, legislative and regulatory environment for the arts and heritage sector. We look at number of policies and legislative framework submitted to cabinet. The target for 2016-17, one policy and one legislative framework submitted to cabinet approval. We're looking at the museum policy, as well as South African Public Library Information Services here. And then to support the common national identity and effectively drive the transformation of society. Here we are looking at the learning landscape. So what we're looking at here is the number of gazettes publications per annum as part of geographical name plan. Here I chapter to the number of the committee. It's the name that we receive from the municipalities and provinces that is required to be transformed and standardized. Once that has been approved, they get into the government. Because of the system of the council, it's almost three times. So that's why this target is set the way it has. Three publications. Number of national and international archives awareness program. All national and international archives awareness program. These are the ones, the annual archives, international archives, the visual international visual thing, friends of the archive seminar, where people who have got an interest in the archive sector have got a platform. Promoting the national symbols and cultural values in schools, the number of schools receive the national symbols to keep looking at this year. Financial aid, 6,130 schools in national schools. In terms of the number of health flags, we look at 100,000 handheld flags. Then the number of schools at any time development center are using flags and platforms. We're looking over the 500 AU flags to installation. This is the beginning of another phase in the distribution of flags. Because the one for the South African flag is far in advance, but there has been a directive that we also have to do the AU flag as part of the promotion of the African continent, a symbol of the African continent. But also, this year we will be looking at the project evaluation of the South African flag installation. So like I said, it's far in advance, almost to a completion, but I think we need to look at how we can evaluate and see whether work has been done properly. Documenting South African oral traditions, promote to track oral and history, and promote the culture of reading and writing across society. Number of library materials provided. We look at publishing 10,000 materials that are going to be printed. Number of living human treasures identified and documented. Trying to give human treasures identified and documented. I think it's the same spirit of employing the knowledge that is contained or that is with the very important thing that is not lost in our society. To promote the use of official languages, promote the culture of reading and writing across society, promote respect of oral knowledge and history, the number of oral history interventions. Three oral history interventions. or at least two conferences, which is an annual conference, but also it is preceded by the training of learners in oral history methodology, and that particular conference becomes a platform for those students, so learners, who come and present their own research, as well as the oral history project. Now, to ensure development and maintenance of arts culture and identity infrastructure that supports local, regional, national, and international arts culture and heritage offerings, number of infrastructure projects implemented. Four infrastructure projects implemented, three heritage and one archive. We're looking at the continuation of the Sarah Bachmann Center of Remembrance in Haiti, the National Monument in Pretoria, Winnie Mandela in Frankfurt, and the Ashbank in the archive, which is getting ventilation and air conditioning. Six heritage infrastructure projects are centralized and initiated. And you're getting J.L. Rubin, Kumele, Sandwan, Tambo, and the Heroes Center. Collaboration and tools for online map applications created and updated. This is what we plan to achieve. The number of community libraries that we're planning to build, 23 libraries. And then the existing ones that need to be updated, 55 libraries. And to strengthen more modernize the consolidation of an archive management system, number of projects will be implemented, looking at the three projects implemented, the second phase of NAM website, second phase of the Mongia, file and digital, and the third phase of global design. The number of architects disposal authorities issued about transport authority, number of records management and archive management interventions implemented. Two interventions, 12 record management inspections, one record management training program. Number of accepted file plans evaluated and approved, 8 file plans. And then when it comes to the increase and sustaining of number of accountants, practitioners, and pool of human resource capacity required by the sector, we are looking at 65 facilities awarded. Thank you very much, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Acting DC. If you don't know us by now, you will never know. That's my comment. Really. If you don't know us by now, you will never know us. Because we've always said, as the portfolio committee, that the information that you give us must make it easy for us to monitor you, to monitor and measure. And the information that we just received, Mnage, I feel I don't know this angle, but it's not going to assist. Because if you are saying so many whatever, where are those things going to happen? If you're saying so many libraries, where should I look for a library? In Ali, in the Insang, in Gauteng, in Limpopo, where should I look for this? I think we've been saying this now for the anxious time, that we need information that is going to assist us to monitor you. If you don't give us information, we will look around, 25 years. With us running around trying to look for those things that you say you're doing, well, we don't know. And if you are saying you're going to have community conversation, whatever that is, where are you going to have this? What is the topic for this who's conversing with who? And what is, we need detail as the portfolio committee. And we have said this from day one, that as this portfolio committee, we want the details that is going to assist us to do what the Constitution charges us to do. And if you fail to do that, I don't know what to say anymore. Go to the I don't know. Because this is what we have been saying from day one, that you need to assist us. And you want us to pass a budget. We want us to take a budget and convince the House to pass the budget, but you don't give us the information that is important for us. You convince us so that we can convince other people. If you don't give us the facts to convince other people, we will not be able to do that. As these honorable members, we have to go there and say, we support this. And we will only support it when we are convinced that we are convinced that it's going to do what it is supposed to do, where it is supposed to do it. So, I don't know, honorable members, are there any questions or comments? And then they didn't go. Honorable Robert.
Thank you, Chair. If you go to other places, you will find municipalities also being involved with the same project. You find municipalities building libraries, and some of these libraries have been standing there since last year. So you won't even know whether is it a department library or a municipality library. How does the department and the municipality interact to go into this venture together? Because if you go in some areas in Mauritania, you find that, you know, within close proximity of war, there's a library there and another one across the street. And to me, it's a waste of resources, because that other library could have been built elsewhere. So these are the things that actually need the department to be on the ground, go out there and see what is happening. Because I doubt whether members of this of the department know where even the municipalities are building these libraries, because there is no interaction between the department and the municipality.
You are noting the comments of the honorable members, and at the end I'll give you an opportunity to respond. Honorable members, it's your opportunity to ask questions and make comments. Honorable Mashangu.
Thank you. I think the issue that you raised is very important, that we get to know those today. The community art centers has been an issue. We have to know where it is. Perhaps in one way to the acting DG in Chakala, that they include perhaps in their FICA document, and we may not have picked it up, because in the slide presentation that we need a space and that we are able to do it. Because it is important that we know, so that as we could act oversight, we should actually know where to go. We would remember that what we had said in the department when we led it here in Parliament 2 years ago, or no?
That's we like 10 years.
We have requested that we even get coordinates of where exactly these are located. Unfortunately, I don't know, because in changing agencies, I mean, this is every year, whether the support, the managers that are there, they don't find it necessary to update those that come in about that. So the community libraries, same thing, both the ones that are new and those that have been established, because we would like to know. Issues of support for community art programs. It's important to get those details, because I hope Monica know that last year we visited Opo, KwaZulu-Natal, and then we couldn't find any kind of support that ever occurred over the period. We did raise our meetings that even community art centers that we knew, we've not seen how and what kind of support they have received. So for as long as the information is not adequate, it makes it very difficult for us to confidently, as the chair say, give you unqualified support on the programs that we would like to roll out. Now the two, when you say rural, I mean program targeting rural communities. And then you mentioned two Khoi, Sun Heritage and Liberation. It's a good thing, insufficient, but also, you know, as to where we will locate these things is a problem. Now, but Chair, going to that matter, because it is just easy for us to jump and look at what they are saying they would do. But I think what is crucial is also to look at what they said they were going to be doing, and whether they've been able to do what they said they would do. In terms of the performance of the department, as of end of December last year, the performance of the department in all its programs has not been accurate. Program 1 at 61%, Program 2 at 27%, Program 3 at 50%, and Program 4 at close to the mark by 5% to 7%. So all of them have been underperforming. So, well and good about what they're planning to do, but I think the fact that they have not been able to do as a practice gives me a major, major concern. And the issue that the DG raises of resource constraint cannot arise. It cannot arise when you don't even spend the resources allocated already. So I don't think that issue must actually even arise. There is no constraint in the department, in the department. Unless I'm misreading the documentation that we have. But I guess both the AG and the auditor, internal auditors would agree that in terms of performance we've never reached. We have never reached the peak in the past, if you check your performance in the past 3-4 years that I've been able to go to. The department has always underspent, which is a big, big problem. Well, the DG has raised the issue about what they are planning to do to deal with issues of patriotism. But what I couldn't find, and I am yet to pass with the DG, could indicate what is the test that we use when we talk about patriotism? What's the test that we use to assess whether we are moving forward work on matters of patriotism? There are issues of archives to which the plans relate to, and I think you know the position of the committee, that the archives is one of the areas that we've identified as our flagship matter that we will be looking at, because we believe it's a very important aspect for this government, and for any other government anyway. I think we will need to get more details about your plan, including your long-term plans. And I think we have already raised other aspects of it, even in terms of how you interface with other important areas, as much as it may be falling outside your area of jurisdiction, but if something do not perform in that regard, we'd like to know what the department is doing. So it would be inappropriate that the department hold its hands and say, the provinces have to, we should know exactly how we are interfacing with the space, because revenue originates from nations. Provinces cannot raise a tax. I think if they do, it would be less than 2 or 3% that they raise on their own. All monies are coming from the province, and coming from the national fiscal. And therefore, to deal with this matter, it may actually become a litigating matter going forward, especially now that we are beyond 20 years. It's a matter of great concern. And it's a matter that I will be almost, what I will raise will almost be, I will not be in a position to speak with conviction on the matter. The issues of your job creation. I know that in our assessment last time around, we were unhappy about the performance in this card and your PWP program. And I don't know how far we have performed. I couldn't get my notes just to assess whether we have done, we've made any improvement and where do we stand. Because we were not happy about the performance. It was something that we were very concerned about. And I know that it doesn't just end the committee, but even beyond the committee, we were concerned that our program on job creation here was inadequate. The board appointments, I know that there are three boards or so, one of whom their term ends now in July. If I'm not wrong, I think the AFC is in July. And I don't know whether the program for proposition started on hold to take care of that aspect, because if it does not, we are then faced with a problem where we have to do extensions, yet we know in advance that the terms of those boards will be ending. But I think a concern also is the level at which women appointments do happen in those boards. I know, for instance, there's a board that would be appearing today where you only have one woman. And I think we are not accepting the department in this important regard. And I want to assume that if there's a zero disabled people participation in all these new boards that we have, we are actually not living up to the expectation. Because while we may be talking about the department, but we also should be looking at other areas where we do funding, because it is us who fund them. The issue about our nightmare, the crack, which has been on our radar screen for quite some time, embarrassing us actually in a way, because most of our museums were qualified because of non-adherence to crack. Now, the allocations that, I mean, in your presentation or in your bigger document, it is clear that those allocations will happen starting from the year 2017. And it means 2017, 2018, up to about 2020. What is the status of up to that time? Should we expect these museums to continue their qualifications? At one stage, we were informed that there was interaction between the department and treasury. And last year, I mean, sometime early, I may confuse the dates, but I know that there was a time when there was an indication that the matter is coming to fruition, but we never got to hear as to what was final. We know that there are these entities that are doing the best they can, but we falter because they do not get the necessary support. And it's a matter that I think is crucial. So is the matter for the National Library and PACOS when it comes to questions of adhering to PREP. I would like to know really as to where we stand and what should we expect, especially because some of those entities will be meeting. And if they raise those issues with us and know that the problem is probably outside their fault, it's a matter of concern. I think we would like to know that thing. I've spoken about the the issues of infrastructure in the department. I think that I have not heard as to what, except the ones that we spoke about now, where they are supposed to be happening, but we have not really gotten to hear as to what are we doing in that regard as a department. Because we've got this heritage infrastructure that is required, some of which we are unable to get sufficient clarity as to where their budgets were located. But of concern, this was the end of your presentation. You've raised some matters here, which I find interesting. Some of these projects that are appearing here on your page 29 are a bit of a concern to me. And, possibly going to create problems. If things, some of them, we are seeing them for the first time. That is part of your plan. Because There is written young anything. It's a bit of a testful question to me. I don't know. Nothing you can go to understand as in the smell. Maybe you come to me. And then I still look into it as that. So it's either a problem. Now, what I do not hear is how you are finally going to turn around cancer. How does the department plan to turn around that entity? Because it is a sore point to us, and it has been ever since we came here. So if we don't hear about your plans to deal with that matter, it becomes a serious concern. Now, somewhere you said you signed 26 social compacts. And it is an area where I know that we have different figures between ourselves, yourself, even among yourselves, you have different figures. Others would say you've got 26 entities, the other day 27, the other day 28. Now, if you say you signed with 26, I assume that you also signed with the consult. So, with the consult, you want to assume that you signed it with the CEO. Because there's no port there. Or there is something I don't know how to see. You know, when you sign those social compact, one would assume that you would sign it to the body responsible as your execution, well, we don't say execution authority, whatever, executive authority, whatever that thing, after the CEO, the board, so to speak. So you just want to know as to what does it take. I'm raising this matter because you would know by now that we as a committee have never approved the APP last year. Neither have we received their strategic plan for the coming 5 years. So it would be interesting as to how you finally were able to sign the social contract. What are we sending when they have never presented anything concrete to us? I think there's a serious thing. But yeah, I think I could end my conversation. So I'm sorry that I had taken over.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mashang, Honorable Kosua.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Department, for the presentation. I might just say a few questions. One, that I was just part of the two issues that Honorable Mashang mentioned. One is maybe just unpack in a sentence of two social contacts, because I don't know what this means. Yeah, I'm just interested in that. Just explain that one to me. And the other one is with reference to the entities that are not currently performed, like DECOS and SAMCOM. Are there any intervention monitoring or sometimes that from the department which is not reflected in the program? The other question that is that I want to find out is, to what extent is the portfolio policy involved in the process of the white paper process? It only comes to us only when everything is said and done, where do we fit in the work of the process? I know we are the lawmakers in the end, but do we at any stage during the process become involved in that? The other question is the around the skills audit. Is the person going to get a consultant for the skills audit? What is the plan for that one? And I was just completely mentioned skills audit. The other one is concerning the library. Now the question is sorting of material to the library. The library is supposed, but how are they caught in terms of books? We were at the library in last year, and after that day they only received about 3 or 4 books, or they haven't received any books for that matter. Do I have think about that chapter.
Are there any other questions, Honorable Member?
Sorry, Chair. I just want to thank you, Sorry, Chair. The very first question that I wanted to ask was in terms of the alignment with the Indian Vision Framework, right in the beginning, outcome 7. I still fail to understand where the department comes in with bias outcome 7, bias and equitable and sustainable group of Indian food security for. Is it just because it sounds nice, or to what extent are you really active in outcome 7?
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. To come closer to what I said earlier, the provision of your AU flag, 100 AU flag, where is this going to, how are you going to do this? How are you going to, who are you going to give this flag to? Because my feeling is that I don't know how you plan, but sometimes it seems as if things happen by accident in the department. You just buy this flag not knowing where you're going to deliver this flag. But when someone comes in and says, can I have 100 bags, then you give that to them. That's the impression that we get because we don't have in our plan where these flags are going to be delivered to. And also the issue of bursaries. You are going to award 65 bursaries. And there's an issue that was raised earlier in the committee that on what basis are you giving bursaries, and to whom are you giving bursaries? Because there are instances where we made an example of the northern areas in Port Elizabeth, where schools are closed because there are no African teachers. And this is where definitely the department needs to come and intervene. To say, okay, there are no African teachers, we will offer their service because there is a need. But we're not hearing who you're offering this service to and what are you addressing, actually. Because this is the information that we need as a committee. So that we can stand on any platform and say, these are the services that the department is giving. They're giving this service on this basis. They are addressing this, that, and that. This is the information that we need to have as the portfolio committee so that we are able to speak on the matters of the department. If you have any issue, Honorable Masango has already alluded to. And the issue of one policy in 2016, there's only one policy and one legislative framework that is to be submitted to. Which policy is this? And the issue of the issue that was raised by Honorable Rafikati of the libraries is something that maybe you can talk to us a bit about. You've seen the South African Public Library and Information Services Bill, because this is what we found in our outreach oversight, that there is a lot that is, we know that libraries are not a national mandate. Constitutionally, it's a provincial mandate. But because provinces are not delivering on the matter. There is this conditional grant that is given to provinces by the national department. And the libraries are at a local level. So I think what Honorable Professor was raising, how are you having an integrated way of working with all these years to ensure that the things that he was talking about don't happen? That we all build libraries, and at the end of the day, the libraries will become white elephants that are not useful to the community. And also the issue of there are a number of things, like here, you know, in the actual document, where you're not actually coming out clearly where the things are going to happen. With the libraries, there is information that we get that tells us where the library is, where the upgrades are going to be. But I think it's important for us to get information on the other areas that I have alluded to, of where exactly some of the things are going to happen. And also, with infrastructure, tell us how it's going to unfold. Where are we now? You know, if you are saying you're going to build a community art center, where are you going to build it? When is the building going to start it? Where are you now? Because one of the things that is a problem is that departments plan on the year that this building is going to be built. You start that, you don't initiate, your initial stages of planning don't start in the previous year. So that when the financial year comes, you don't start with the building. So tell us, where are you? Have you started the initial work that has to be done? And when the, during this financial year, are you doing the actual building, or are you still planning to build? Because these are two different things, and this is what really hampers the spending of a department, because you plan on the year that is supposed to be built. And sometimes this thing takes a long time. The initial stages of development take a longer time. Okay, I will now give you an opportunity to respond, and I'm hoping that you are going to give responses that are going to create more questions, that responses that are going to be spot on. Over to you. It is not only you that has to respond, right? The team has to respond.
Thank you, Mr. President, for that. I will pause there.
One other thing that I thought I was going to talk to immediately, in fact, I think it was the first come to mind, that on the issues that you have raised, to say these are the issues that you are going to take care of there at the beginning of your slide. If you can just show us in your budget where they are covered. Emma? You say, for instance, we are going to deal with the issue that has been raised by the portfolio committee of the funding that you give, you know, funding that is given to the institution. Like the apartheid funding model. Yeah, that you give institutions in KwaZulu-Natal, in Gauteng, and in Cape Town. And you said it's something that has been raised by the portfolio committee, and at the department you are going to address it. To tell us where here are you addressing it?
It's here, man. Yeah, in the thing.
Because that also, this are the ministers, the ministers can see priority and organizational, whatever. And there was a slide that was saying that these
Like nine.
Yeah. I've seen other expenditure. Okay, empower them previously disadvantage as practitioners. Improve the data resource improve and data resource allocation for the rest. Where is it? Here. And empowering previously disadvantage culture practitioners. This is where we are going to address this thing. So that we are able as the portfolio committee to look at that and monitor and measure you.
I let you tell them we're not in it.
Addressing the expenditure in the key areas is fine. Ensuring that the department's equity adheres to smart principles. And one other thing. As you said, FNCG, is that the personnel budget has been sliced. Yeah? Tell us what the implications of that are. Tell the portfolio committee the implications of the slicing of the personnel budget. What does it mean for you as a department? Okay. And also, you know, don't forget the issue of the issue that was raised by Honorable Fruit. I'm interested to see 2.4 million there for skill budget. Can you tell us more about that? You can respond.
Thank you very much, Chair. Very satisfied. Responding to the first question, about the question about the comment about the presentation that it doesn't cover all the details that I expected. And let me say our apologies to that chair, but we are prepared to provide further information because when we prepared the presentation, it was more about ensuring that it is vaccines and not a normal presentation that the end of the day, the members of the portfolio committee, that is the most interesting issue to us because of the nature of the detail that we are providing. But we can provide that particular detail, and then we will provide that particular detail when we come to the end. And the second thing also, I think there are some natural details in the main document, which is the AP full document. But some of it, for instance, the community art center, we use open calls for project proposals, which then community out there, and then through the NDP program, present proposals, and we find those through the NDP project. And that way, it might not be easy to then say this project is going to come here because we cannot predetermine it because of the nature of. But we know that with the budget that we have, we can accommodate so many projects that are coming from communities in terms of the community aspect. The issue of youth practice in that project. I must say, Honorable Rabotan, that I do not think that we have done that much in working with municipalities. But where we have very clear line of work with the problem. Because even if you look at the constitutional work, it's the transfer from national to province. So we work with province. And you would note that some provinces therefore interact with municipalities. I do not think that we have developed that kind of capacity to go to the level of each and every Spanish work. At this point in time, we work mainly with provinces, who then work intensively with municipalities. I do complete the data gap there, which over time will do again. And coming also to the issue of the purchasing of life energy. When people do their business plan, they do business plan covering issues of infrastructure, which is developing new libraries, establishing existing libraries, and also budget for sourcing library materials. So it is the responsibility of the province, but we do monitor this because of the quarterly meetings that we always have with the province. Because in our interest, that the money that is transferred to province is used properly, ensuring that libraries are built, they are established, but they also library material, they also ICT connectivity in those particular areas.
Thank you, Chair.
I think that Madam Rasha also touched on the issue of saying we need to know what it is. It could be easy with community libraries, they have already applied there, but sometimes with art centers, it might not, other than maybe some of them might be targeted, but I know it might be easy because there are colleagues might actually will assist with that. When we're talking about rural development and food security, I do not think that we get to that point of food security, but it's more about rural because we do target rural areas for development. Whether it will be in the form of libraries that is set up in the rural areas, whether it will be in the form of community art centers, some museums that will establish a monument. So in terms of outcome service, it's not really that we get into the area of food. But our concept, our main area of focus is just about rural development. Job creation, I'll also just ask my colleagues to look at that. Now, there's a very important matter that Honorable Mashabo raises about that particular argument. But maybe they could have explained, if you look at the advantage of the department where we find out the one, it's in the area of capital. The very expenditure that happens in the department is in the area of capital work. And therefore, other areas which are not about KPIs, you might find that we do much more better there. And of course, if you look at the competition budget, we've always been shortage of funds, not shortage of continental capacity. Then we'll ensure that we're able to deliver, because if one thing we have money, program the time, but you don't have money to employ people to do the work. So I just wanted to clarify the area where we understand. It's in the area of capital work as well as conditional grant, which we have highlighted.
Okay, I will advise members if they have follow-up questions to raise their hand as the responses are given, so that at the end we know that we are done when we get to that point. So as the responses are given, if you have a follow-up question, you are free to raise your hand and I will recognize you. On this issue of the expenditure on a certain portion of your budget, if people are made aware that there's under expenditure in the Department of Arts and Culture, they don't care where it comes from, that under expenditure, but the impression is that the department does not spend the money that is given to it. So this is why it's important for the department, no matter how difficult it is, to ensure that they spend the budget that is given to them. Because people out there, they don't care where it comes from. But if it's not spent, they feel that it's the services that were to be delivered to them. So I think it's important for us as the department to be aligned to that thing.
Thank you. I agree with that, Chair. Then there was an issue around, we have an instrument to measure budget. I wouldn't say that we don't have any choice, but I just think that, and then we have something that we need to look at. But if we look at what's happening, for instance, if we look at what's happening in the what's happening in the where when there are demonstrations without being tested, without posting under the law, but the extent to which there is destruction, then you begin to see that kind of consciousness about loving your country and wanting to see positive things happening in your country. It's something that we look at. Even at universities, when you look at the kind of destruction that's happened there, it begins to say that there's a lot that is still needs to be. So that we inculcate that spiritual patriotism there. Even if you are not satisfied with certain things, but this is your property at the end of the day. This is the property of the state of government, which needs to be protected. You can demonstrate and do anything that you want to express your pleasure about certain things, but a certain thing that as a country, as a nation, must agree upon. That you can't destroy that which belongs to us, because that particular library belongs to us. That particular university belongs to us. So I think that those are the things that we begin to pick up, the element of not really being a patriotic. It might be our interpretation, which is not acceptable, but we do hold such things, and then we are of the view that we need to do something about it. Having problems where we talk to the community, we talk to the young one about the value of what we have, and to ensure that we just keep what we have so that whatever we want to get, we can go ahead and do other things, new things. Then there is an issue of Enyo Genge. Maybe before I go to Enyo Genge, maybe let me come to the form, the appointment of the form. Look at the skills that people bring to work, but people take the note of that. The implementation of that is always led to much the whole issue.
There's a follow-up member. Over to your friend for
that we ensure that we need to have this. So that's what we aspire to. Maybe if I could also then talk to the issue of endogamy. I did raise this matter in the one of the morning, and also the irregularity of this particular law, the men and women's rights. And if I did indicate that it has been subjected to political investigation, and the report has already been concluded, but there is an issue that it has not shy away from. Weapons, using government, where it is incorrect. Certain things that traditionally were meant to be done but not done. Now, it's become important that, and there are two choices that we can make. That's to simply walk away and leave that space. And then what it would mean is that that's clear, wasteful, and consistent. The second approach would be how do we identify the mistakes and ensure that at least this is complete and it becomes functional. So that whoever will be coming to that space will also be able to do our thing. So that's where we are now, to begin to think about how do we deal with this matter going forward.
Yeah, no. You're saying you presented to the board, or you presented to the committee?
I opened the committee at some point, because I mean it was within the parameters of the SARA, where honorable member asked, is there any project that we have done for community other than departmental institutions? I focus on the SAC project, which is a process, because in this project, if I may just put it this way, this project is one of those that we're supposed to be having, where communities, stakeholders would ask for support. And then what we do, we give support, we give an amount of funds that they're asking for, and then we manage how they, you know, we manage the MOU. We see to each other what they ask this money for, we do. But I think in this case, the department made a mistake then by then allocating to themselves the role of implementing the project on behalf of the beneficiary. So that's where we are, and I think I explained this
previously. I think, Chair, also, you had given the comment. No. I think we will need to... We will need to get a full presentation on the matter. So that it's the first time that I see it in your documentation. That's why I'm getting the policy saying I. Because I can tell you now, we can go back to the documents of last year, it does not feature. So, and if what you're saying is what you are, I mean, what you have just said, if that's what you do as a rule, then you should have all those projects where you assist people appearing in the same way as it does, which you have not. You have projects where you allocated help, other entities, and you've not mentioned any. That's why you're talking about 150 community things, but you do not include their names into your documentation. So you bring this one, anyway. And that's why I'm saying, we will have to have a formal presentation, including the forensics that you're talking about, in a formal meeting. So now perhaps let's leave that in touch, Chair, and then we'll deal with it when we have substantive information in it. But yes, the problem will not find effect on it becomes a problem.
And I think it goes back to the request of the portfolio committee for a request for your funding model. And what you receive, really, truth speaking, is not a funding model. You just told us that you are giving for this entity so much, you know. But we want to know how you fund, how you give funding to whoever is applying for funds, so that anybody can actually know how the department funds infrastructure or whatever activity. So I think it's important for the department, and we said so, we did tell you that the funding, the document that you sent us is not a funding model. And we've shared the information with the audit committee, and we are asking you in their presence to give them the document that you gave to us so that we can also look at it and see if it's a funding model. Because as the portfolio committee, we are saying it's not a funding model. You're just telling us how much you're giving whoever.
As a matter of principle, let me say that there's no reason why we should be maybe finishing the project through the back door. Yeah, that's why we put that in the way. It has got its own insinuations. We don't think that we would do such a thing and a project like this can actually. If it was something that we're trying to cover ourselves, we're not trying to cover ourselves.
I think now what you're doing now is a decision has been taken that we need to have a presentation on the matter, and you bring us a report where we are now, you know, of your forensic investigation. You give us the history, how did this happen, and how much was spent on it, and all that stuff, and where are we now? So now you're going back, and I don't think it's going to assist us for you to go back and, you know, and because we've taken a decision on the matter, that this is what we'd like to happen as the portfolio committee, and we believe that you can go back and do just that, and we'll give you an opportunity to present to the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. In terms of paper, we are in the process of putting together an advisory board, which will then assist the current CEO in really just identifying the problems that are there in paper. But also look at all areas that need to be financing, the human resource areas of cancer. Also the sensitivity framework that we can begin to look at the general strategy, but we won't be able to do that without looking at those areas. But also I think what is going to be important is also the role clarification that is to happen between CANSAR and what the National Health Department is doing. And I think that if CANSAR covers for each, we'll find out that spending is in a much more efficient way. Then coming to the social compact, the social compact is within a social compact. It's the other way for an agreement. Social compact. I think as a nation, the second value that we need to agree that look at the next if you want to see development in the country, if you want to see peace, if you want to see peace, if you want to see racial harmony, this is how we should behave for local. This is how we should be contributing to what a country that is going to do. So that's what the idea is. In fact, each and every center of fact has here could be business, could be the nature factor, also saying, look, as the leaders, community, this is how we would like to contribute to our nation. So the context is that kind of
on the issue of PEMSAT acting CG, I think it's important for all of us to know exactly what is happening, where and when. And as the portfolio committee, what we want, we've asked the legal unit here to present to us what the constitution is saying about PEMSAT and the implications thereof, what the act is saying, and where is the gap, I think as the department, you should have done that, Nina, long ago. Because once there has been this, you know, contestation of space between you and Penpal, and it has been serious, you've been taken to court, all those things have happened. And I think you would have done that long ago to say, what is the Constitution saying? What are the implications of this? What is the Act saying? Where is the gap? What do we need to do as a department? Because we don't want to, as the Portfolio Committee, to take things further than they should go. We believe that the department has the capacity to deal with this matter. The department is not a unit, legal unit. Do you have a legal unit in the department? That can assist you to analyze this thing. Why is this thing happening? Why is there this contestation? Is it fair? Is it the right thing? What is it that has to be done? So I think you need to do that as well in your own space, because we are going to do this in our own space of looking at what the Constitution is saying and what the implications of that are, and looking at the act, what is it saying, and the gaps, and why are those things not talking to each other? What has to be done to ensure that we reach a point where we know exactly what should be happening? Because as it is now, we can start to run into court every day because there is this gray area. How do we deal with the gray area? I think it's important for us to do that and ensure that it happens.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe just to add an issue that Honorable Sir spoke to, they look prominent to what extent the Portfolio Committee. I would say that at any point where because of comes to the Portfolio Committee, but also the Portfolio Committee plays a very prominent role in the policy and the draft policy there, in terms of ensuring that there are public hearings where people make their own presentations. But at the end of the all, everybody has been involved. So particularly the whole community that has oversight has also at least satisfied itself to public hearing process. That is a good question. The issue of provision of flags, I think that previously, what we have been having a plan when we were doing the rolling out in different provinces. But also with the AU flag that we, as you can see, currently that we're going to be going very slow here because of financial constraints as well. We'll then be identifying in those areas where minister and education minister deal with the schools and of course use those platforms to actually use the installation of flags, because quite above that installation of flags, there is also an issue of a learning process of what these flags stand for and protocol around the flags. Coming to the issue of battery, on what basis are we giving battery? I think the battery process is actually giving really much more transparency, because we call for use newspapers and call for that people should apply for battery. And we clearly indicate that in the case of heritage, the area then we would be able to fund it, then we should do apply and give that. And there's a panel that look at all the things that should look into for people to get battery. Of course, that has a play from the force because we give funding to those things as well. And of course, with regard to and language, the colleagues will also be able to speak to that in terms of power tonight. But the areas that we cover, archives, one of the areas that now we're covering, we just cover the area of heritage management bodies, looking at museum management, also issues of restoration, as well as conservation management. Those are the areas that
as you know that we are from different provinces, I think it would be fair for us to know how many you are, how many people are getting bursaries from different provinces, because the trend is that people from well-to-do provinces get the bursaries, and people from the poorer provinces don't get any bursaries. So I think it's only fair to give us the areas where these people come from that get this bursaries.
Then there was a question sometimes said that you raised about the policy and the basic trend that you were talking about. I think what they said there, they said the policy that we would like to take in and to take to care of the 2016 is the young policy. And then the legislative framework that you were talking about, because our last year, last January, we need an information system that we are talking about.
How far are we with those?
We're talking about the reserve policy, and there's a lot of conversations that have happened with museums and this set up within the energy sector. The next stage that we need to take is also look at the complex department and talk about the department of basic education, given the fact that the museum plays a prominent role in education. We're also looking at the working with the Department of Tourism. So we would like to invite all those government departments that are relevant to also input into the document. So that's where we are with regard to that policy. With regard to the
I think when you say we've done a lot of consultation, to us as the portfolio committee, you are saying nothing. What we want to know is who have you consulted? Give us a list of people that you have consulted. You remember with the white paper? You said you had sufficiently consulted. When you said give us a list, we ended up seeing that you had only consulted 4 provinces and South Africa has 9 provinces. So I think it's important. We must be clear as the portfolio committee to say, if you say you have consulted, give us a list of the people that you have consulted. Give us a list of organizations that you have consulted. Give us a list of the institutions that you have consulted. So that we are clear when we say that this has happened, we are clear that it has happened. Because if we had said with your white paper that they have done enough, that's enough. When we have 9 provinces and we have consulted 4 provinces, you know. So I think the information, as the portfolio committee, we need the detail. We need that detail with the portfolio committee. So that wherever we stand up to talk about something, we are sure that we are saying only the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor. And then when it comes to the South African Library Bill, we have also done the consultation. We provide that information as well of who we consulted, but I can say that all government departments that are relevant to the provision of library services, talking about the Department of Basic Services, Department of Basic Education, and the Department that deals with people with disabilities, because we also dealing with issues of brain, we have consulted with different offices, and I think that we can actually provide that content. And also, I just want to confirm one fact whether we've done the consultation. The last consultation that we did is to do a FALCA because of the reason that we were discussing here about the municipality, the local government can be involved. So I just want to confirm whether we have done that. But that was going to be our last level. And also the costing also has actually been done in terms of if we wanted to to implement this library, the amount of money that will be required over time, which is very huge, that has been done. So that's where we are, Chairperson. I would request that colleagues, if they can come to my rescue in other areas of work.
As they come in, the issue of the liberation heritage, how is what you are doing linked to the National Heritage Council?
We are working together with the National Heritage Council. In fact, last month it was very difficult to take this back to say they play a very prominent role in doing research. They did a very important research on the National Heritage and subsequent to that, we had to take the concept to cabinet, all of us, which was then August last year. The cabinet even approved some of the provincial projects that needed to be implemented. Last month we met to then begin to say, how are we going to now begin to implement provincial working with provinces and also allowing provinces to be the ones who lead us in terms of what they think they will prioritize, because the idea was let's have three projects for province. Now all two ones. Let's have that fine. We won't be able to implement three projects in all provinces anymore. Let the provinces begin to say to us, out of the three, which one do you think is the one that needs to be prioritized? Project, you can then see how it works. So that's where we are. Some of these projects, if you look at Sarabak Park, it's one of the projects that were sent by the UCM. So it's under construction. So there is that kind of relationship between what we're doing and what the situation is. I'll then share the request that through your permission with my colleagues.
Can we break for 10 minutes? I think there's something out there that you can nibble on. Like a mantra. Or therapy measures. You can help yourself. There is some lunch out there. I'm giving you 15 minutes to do this. Let's come back at 2.
Okay.